It's what you said to yourself this morning that got you out of bed. It's focusing on the things you wanna do before your day.
Let's talk about the most common pitfalls of presenters. All the things that can go wrong and go wrong every day as confident business professionals make presentations and fall into these traps. So we want to be aware of them and watch for them in ourselves. And they're rather entertaining. There are 13 of them. The first is spraying and praying. You know, when presenting, more is never better. If you find yourself telling your audience everything you know about the subject, you're losing an opportunity. 10 pounds of flour in a 5-pound sack is never a winning combination, so you want to avoid this tendency to tell them everything you know. Pitfall number 2, deaf, dumb, and blind. I mean, how much do you really know about your audience? You know, what are their objectives for being there? Why not spend some time researching who they are and why they're there? This will allow you to better connect with them and move them to action. Mistake number 3, copy and paste preparation. Each presentation is a unique situation. Why? Because each audience is unique. So if you find yourself just, you know, with a bad habit and tendency of taking the last time you gave that presentation, copying it to a new file, and doing the same thing again, you're falling into a trap. You're doing a disservice to yourself and your audience when you copy-paste preparation. So I ask you to, every time you present, start with a clean sheet of paper for every presentation. Mistake number 4. PowerPoint addiction. You know, fancy does not equal effective. Let's face it, PowerPoint is an overused medium that's putting audiences to sleep. Surely you can find more creative ways to communicate your message. Why not go PowerPoint free for your next presentation and see how much more effective you can be? Just by the fact you're not using PowerPoint is going to make you stand out and make them sit up and listen in the chair more. The next pitfall is what I call do-nothings. That is, you're sitting there talking to your audience and you're actually not asking them to do anything. So they walk away, well, that was nice information, but there's no action. You want impact, you want outcome, you want to change behaviors or thinking as a result of your presentation. The next one is assuming boring must be boring. I mean, just because you're presenting difficult or technical or highly sensitive information doesn't have to mean it's boring. Your attitude and enthusiasm about it will make all the difference. I mean, get excited about your subject matter. It'll be contagious. Number 7, believing words are more important than feelings. People will only remember how you made them feel, trust me. If you ask anyone what was the greatest presentation they ever witnessed, they will play back the feelings that were created. They won't play back the content. So perhaps you should give more consideration to how you're making these people feel rather than all the fancy graphs and facts and figures and statistics that you're throwing at them. Pitfall number 8, confusing what you want to say with what they need to hear. This is the key to your key message, and we're going to have a whole section on discovering and leveraging the power of your key message. Mistake number 9, winging it. You know, forgetting the mantra, practice, practice, practice. It is part of, I think, the reason why we get so nervous. We forget to practice because it's too uncomfortable and we end up winging it. And you'll see a lot of this in presenters and does not build their credibility or confidence. The next pitfall, death grip security. I mean, do you really have to hang on to that podium? Do you have to put a death grip on your notes? Do you really need the notes? And why do we hang on to these things as if they're going to support us through this presentation? The next one, twitch and itch. Now, what's up with that rubber band on your wrist? Why are you playing with it? Do you really need that pen to click? Why are you pulling up your sleeves repeatedly? Take the jacket off. Why are you pulling your hair behind your ears? You don't even have long hair. You see, I mean, these are, the twitch and the itch are beyond the I mean, the is a very forgivable, you know, human nervous reaction. But all those other motions that we do end up distracting our audience. It's very entertaining, but it won't help us be more successful. Pitfall number 12, failure to repeat yourself. To make a message stick, you have to repeat it multiple times. I mean, all you have to do is go back and read or listen to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s speech, I Have a Dream. He's the master. He didn't just ring the bell of freedom once. He rang it many times and left us with a highly memorable, highly repeatable key message. And the last pitfall, answering the question asked. It can be suicide. Why not build a better question and answer that better question instead? Often your audience is not asking the question they really wanted answered in the first place, and we'll be working on a technique to help you master that situation. So these are just 13 things that often go wrong with presenters. You may have seen or experienced yourself other things. Being aware of them will help you become a more effective presenter.